This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And we'll begin today with new details about the 2013 police shootout in Watertown that followed the Boston Marathon bombings.
This was the confrontation between the Tsarnaev brothers and police on Laurel Street, which resulted in the death of Tamerlan Tsarnaev and the near-fatal wounding of MBTA Transit Officer Richard Donahue.
At a briefing this afternoon, Middlesex District Attorney Marion Ryan said Officer Donahue was probably hit by fire from one of his fellow officers.
It is highly likely, although we do not know, because the projectile which struck Officer Donahue remains in his leg, but it is highly likely that that gun was fired by one of the individuals attempting to stop the armed Jokhar Tsarnaev, who was fleeing.
WBUR's Bruce Gellerman was in Woburn covering DA Marion Ryan's press conference, and he's with us now in the studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Anthony.
So, Bruce, this is the first time we've heard from a public official that Officer Donahue was very likely hit and almost killed by friendly fire. Tell us more about what DA Ryan had to say about this.
Well, the fact that there was that it was likely to be friendly fire, it doesn't come as a surprise since they found only one gun on Tsarnaev, and that was on the street on Laurel Street. So the shot had to come from somewhere. There was 17 police officers at the time as Tsarnaev, the Jokhar Tsarnaev, was leaving, escaping from Laurel Street, and they think that's when Donahue was hit in the crossfire. But as Ryan says, we'll never know because the bullet is lodged in his body, in his right leg, and it can't be taken out except without threatening his life.
I see. She also talked about whether or not police acted appropriately here. What did she say?
Well, she said that that was the scope of her investigation, whether they were justified in using deadly force on the scene, and she says, yeah, they were.
It is the finding of this office that the use of deadly force by the officers was warranted and justified based upon the deadly force with which the officers were confronted, and their use of deadly force was justified in defense of themselves, defense of other officers, and residents of the neighborhood.
So, Bruce, the police were facing at least one gun. Tamerlan Tsarnaev was firing a gun. They were facing bombs.
Right. At least there were four handheld bombs and a pressure cooker bomb. And she also said, and we learned this from the trial, from Jokhar Tsarnaev's trial, that there was the makings of a bomb in the passenger seat behind the driver's seat in the SUV. So we know there were 250 shell casings found on the scene. She said that the police had only fired like 67 of those, and only half, this was interesting, Anthony, only half of those bullets, of the bullets fired by the police, Tamerlan Tsarnaev shot 57 times. And she said that Officer Reynolds, who was the first on the scene, fired less than half that many. So the question remains open is why did he shoot so few bullets?
Right. Well, I want to ask you about this because in April, as you know, a state report by the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency found that some police officers fired recklessly during the shootout and lacked weapons discipline. Mm-hmm. Was there any talk of that today?
No. And because that's what they said, that lack of weapons discipline is at the boat on Franklin Street. When they find them in the boat, and they shoot that up more than 200 times. So it doesn't refer back to today's investigation, which was very narrowly focused. I got to tell you, Anthony, this was a serious lack of curiosity, it seems to me, because they limited the scope of what was being asked on the street. Did the police, were they justified in shooting at the brothers? And they concluded, yes, they were.
What else did D.A. Ryan say that struck you?
Well, let's see. So that we learned that probably Jokhar Tsarnaev is hit as he's fleeing because they find blood inside the SUV. And they also remember they find blood on the scene near the boat, not just in the boat, but near the boat. And so the question is, if they found blood in the SUV, which was 300 yards from the boat, how come the dogs couldn't pick up the scent of the blood in the car and in the boat?
Right.
It took them 20 hours to find this guy.
Now, was that question posed to the police today or to DA Ryan?
It was posed just as she was leaving. She only took a very few questions. I'll give you another example of something that she didn't say. I think this press conference was more interesting for what was not said than for what was said. So Dennis Simmons is a Boston police officer. He dies a year after the shootout. And we're told that it's probably and he's awarded, he's given many awards for heroism on Laurel Street. And yet when DA Ryan is asked if she knows anything about what happened to Dennis Simmons, she says, no. She says, I don't know. You'll have to ask the family. Well, there was no autopsy done, and the family just settled for $150,000, for the death of their son with the Boston police. So we'll likely never know. So, as I say, a very lack of curiosity.
All right. Questions remain. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reporting there. Thank you, Bruce.
You're welcome.
Well, when we come back, we'll talk to Massachusetts Secretary of Transportation Stephanie Pollack about the MBTA, about roads, rails, bridges. We will also take your call. So if you have a question for the Transportation Secretary, call us at 1-800-423-8255. That's in a minute when we come back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.